friends, this year should be a special schus from our sister Bas Shmuel, Ilui Nishmasa. We're basing this on the Sefer Be'er Miriam and Rambam Hilchos Melachim by Gaon HaGadol Rav David Yitzchak Manzatzal. Berek Beis Halacha Aleph. Kavod Gadol Nogin Bamelech. You have to give a king great honor. When we see Meloim of Yir B'Lev Kol Adam, and you place fear and awe in the heart of all men, Shenemar Som Tassim Shtei Masu Alech. It says Som Tassim Alech Melech. Place a king. Chazal learned that the king has to be placed with Eima. You have to fear him, awe him, have awe of him. Ein roch v'nal susu, you're not allowed to ride in his horse. Ve'en yosh v'nal kisu, v'mishtam shesharvito. You don't sit in his throne, you don't use his staff, you don't use his crown, and none of his clay tashmish, the Rambam continues, and when he dies, they're all burned, and you also shouldn't use his avadim and his shvachos, unless it's another king. And therefore Avishag was mutter to Shlomo, and Asur Adonio, because Shlomo was a king, Memele he was mutter, in the Shifcha of David, Mashenke and Adonio was Aser to use her, but Shlomo was another Melech. But Ishto Shel Melech, the Rambam continues in Halacha Beis, Ein Neveles El Acher La'olam, Ein Neveles Acher La'olam. Afilo Melech Ein Nosei Al Menaso, Grushas Shel Melech Acher. The wife of a king is not allowed to have relations with anybody forever, and even the king himself is not allowed to marry the Almana or the Grusha of another king. Ad kan divrei Rambam. You have to have fear of a king, covet for a king. You don't use his things unless it's another king, and the wife of a king is usher to everybody, even to another melech. The makor of this din is in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin 22a, Ein roch v'nal suso, etc. The Gemara says, Amar Yankov, Amar Yechanan, Avishag muteretz l'shlomo v'asur l'adonio. There it says in the Gemara that Avishag Hashunamis was mutter to Shlomo, and she was aser to Adoniyahu. That is Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Muteres l'Shlomo, the Melech Chay or Melech Mishtamish v'Shavito Shel Melech, asur l'Adoniyahu shehed yotu. So it's mutter to Shlomo because Shlomo was a king. King's allowed to use the shavit of another king, also his shifcha, and also Adoniyo, because he's a hedyot. So that's as far as his klei tashmish. With respect to the almana of a king, we learn in the Mishnah, daf yud ches, ve'ei nosin almanasu shel melech. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nosin almelech almanasu shel melech machlekes. The Tanakhama says, you're not allowed to marry the almana of a king. Rabbi Yehuda says, you are allowed to marry the almana of a king. Shekein matzino b'David, shenasa amanasu shel Shaul. Brings a riot that David married the Amon of Shaul. So in Halacha Beis, the Rambam paskins like Rabbanon, that the wife of a king is usher to another king. Knows the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, is only with respect to the wife of a king. But with other klei tashmish, according to the Rambam, the Rabbanon are mode that it's mutter to a different king. And the Rabbanon only argue when it comes to Almanasu Shel Melech. There the rabbis say, no, not to another king. Rita says, yes, to another king. When it comes to the Klei Tashmish, everybody agrees, even the Rabbanan agree, that it's mutter to a different king. Look here in the Or Samech, who brings the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayis, the beginning of the second parak of Sanhedrin, who paskins in the Perish of Mishnayis that the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Alman of a king is mutter to another king. Explains the Or Samech, the Rambam there holds at that it says in the Gemara in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph that Avishag was mutter to Shlomo. That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbanon, just like the Almana is Aser the Melech Acher, so to Shar Klei Tashmisho are Aser to Melech Acher. And Avishag, her Iser was Mitzad Avadav or Mishamshav. So therefore, according to the rabbis, Avishag is usher to Shlomo. And Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, said that Avishag was mutter to Shlomo. So it must be that the Gemara is paskening like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rambam is learning in the Perish of Mishnayis that it's a Mar Machlokasul across the board, both with respect to Tashmishim and respect to his wife. The rabbis argue on both. And if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda with respect to Klei Tashmisho, then we also are going to paskin him with respect to Almanaso. Aber, however. The Rambam changed his tune. That was in his youth, when he wrote his Perashim Mishnayis. But when he got older, he changed his mind. And he holds that the rabbis only argue about Almanaso. And they agree about other Klei Tashmish, that they're mutter to another king. And there's no Rai anymore from the heter of Avishag to Shlomo that the law is like Rabbi Yehuda. Because even the rabbis agree to that. That as far as Klei Tashmisho, everybody agrees that it's mutter to another melech. And then we go back to the klal that Yachid Rab Malacha Karabim. And therefore the Rambam paskins in the Yad HaChazaka like the Rabbanon. That Almanaso is also a melech acher, kedas rabbanon. But when it comes to Klei Tashmisho, there everybody agrees that it's mutter to everyone, to a different king. That the king's Klei Tashmisho are mutter to a different king. And when it comes to Almana, there only there the rabbis argue, and the Rambam paskins like the rabbanon. So in the Sefer Hayad, the Rambam changed his mind. And he said that they're only arguing about Almanaso, they're not arguing about Klei Tashmisho, and therefore the fact that we paskin by Klei Tashmisho, that it's mutter, it's not a rai that we're paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because everybody else Klei Tashmisho is mutter. Rather, we're paskin like the Rabbanan, Yechav Rabbi Lachak Rabbim, and therefore it makes sense that Klei Tashmisho is mutter, because the rabbis hold that way. When it comes to Almanaso, she's going to be usher, but that's also how the rabbis hold. Now, Lechora, that's the Or Samech. Lechora, his wife is Aser, Atz Klei Tashmisho. So if Klei Tashmisho is Mutter, Lemelech Acher, even according to Rabbanan, why is an Almana different? If Klei Tashmisho are Mutter to a Melech Acher, so why shouldn't his Almana also be Mutter to a Melech Acher? Why is this Spalt? Why is this Chiluk between Almanaso and other Klei Tashmisho? This is his wife. They were together. Now it's his. And now he's dead. So you're going to let somebody else, some other guy, use him? No, either if it's a king. No. So why don't we say the same thing about Klei Tashmisho? So why did the Rambam make this chiluk originally, the way the Rambam is learning the Perash Mishnah was Geshmak? According to the rabbis, you're never allowed to use what the king used, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always are. But to make a chiluk like the rabbis make between Klei Tashmisho and Ishto, we have to understand the chiluk. In the Tosefta, Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis. There we see the Isser that you're not allowed to marry the Amana of a king from a Pasuk in Shmuel. Shmuel Beis, Perek Chav, Pasuk Gimel, with respect to the Pilakshei David, that Avshalom had beer with them. It says, Vatiyena Tsuros Ad Yoimoisan, Amanos Chayos. So they were bound. They were like not allowed to marry anybody else. So it's Mashma from there, learns the Tosefta, that they're Aser Lacherim, David's Pilakshim and Almanas. And the Chazdei David, to the Tosefta, he understands that the Pasuk is learning like the Rabbanan, that it's Aser not only to a Hedyot, but even to another king. And he asks, can we learn this? How do we know? Maybe Shlomo didn't marry them Stam. Only from the fact that they didn't get married to others. It's a raya that there are suros lahedyot. But how do we know it's usher to a melech? Maybe Shlomo Stam didn't marry them, but they could have. So al kopanim lefi zeh, we have a special makor here for the isser of Almanaso, because the Tosefta is learning, according to the Chazdei David, Kedas Rabbanan, that the isser is even to another king. So you have a special makor for the Isser of Almana, and there's no hechreach that the Isser is only mitzad shar Klei Tashmishav. And therefore we can say very well that this iser is only to that we can say that this iser is even to another king, because it's a special makor. So klei tashmishav are mutter to another king, but here we have a special makor that is zamanas are usher to other kings. But we have to understand the gather of iser klei tashmishav that are not usher to a different king, and iser almana that is usher to a different king. So that's our arbit. That's a long, this is a long, long, long mahalach. We live in the Twitter generation. If you can't do it in less than 140 characters, don't even try. But in mahalach, so Torah is deep. So I hope to get to the Teretz. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun trying to get there. That's for sure. That I can guarantee you. Maishna almana, that's usher to others, and klei tashmish, that's mutter to a different king. What appears follows. Tosin Sanhedrin Yotesam Beis Dibar Maslo Mitzvah Shiny asks on what it says in the Gemara according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds in the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches with respect to a king, that if he wants to do chalitzer yibum, zocher letov, it's good. Because even though Melech Shemachal al Kavodo, ain't Kavodo Machul, nevertheless, a mitzvah is different. So therefore, we allow him to do the Chalitzer Yivum, even though there might be a pagam in his covet. Chalit is not so bekovedik. Normally, Melech Shemachal al Kavodo and Kavodo Machul. But mitzvah shiny. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Fractosis from the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. There the Gemara asks on Agrippus that he let the Kala pass. It says there, Ma'avirunis Hameis Melifnei Kala. So if you have two groups, one's with the Kala, one's with the Mace, you move the mace aside for the kala. V'zev v'zev melifnei melech Yisrael. And the kala and the mace, they go on a different path to make way for the melech Yisrael. But Agrippus, he was over melifnei akala. He gave the kala away v'shepchul chachamim. And the rabbis praised him for that. So that's the Gemara in Ksubis. Since we know that Melech Shemachal al Kavodo, Ein Kavodo Machol, and Mi'ekar Adin, your Mavir Akala Milifnei Melech Yisrael, the Kala has to make way for the king. So why were the Chachamim Mishabeachim? Answers the Gemara, Parshas Drachim Havoi. It was an intersection, and it wasn't clear that he was Mochal on his covet. It was like he had to go. What did Yogi Berra say? If you see a fork in the road, take it. So it made it as if this is really the way he had to go, even though he didn't. But this way, it didn't look like it was Mechilana's covered. It's the Gemara in San Enksubis. And Atosis asks, how come the Gemara doesn't answer there like they answer here, mitzvah shiny? Just like we say by Yibun Chalitza that the king's allowed to be Mechilana's covered that for the mitzvah. So why don't we say also for the Mitzvah, the Kala, mitzvah shiny? Because the rabbis, the Rabbanan, that's all Yehuda. This mitzvah shiny teretz, because the Rabbanan hold in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and Yud Ches Amar Aleph that even if he wants to chalitzer yibum, he's not allowed, because they hold that mel shemocha al kavoidei ein kavoidei mochol even b'mokom mitzvah. And since we paskin like the Rabbanan, so now we understand that the Gemara's teretz is a good teretz. Gemara's kasha is a good kasha. How is he mochal on his kavod? It's aser even b'makom mitzvah, because this whole teretz of mitzvah shiny is a Rabbi Yehuda teretz. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Rabbanan. That he can't be mochel on his kavod, even makom mitzvah, even makom chalitzer yibum. He's not allowed. Because mel shemachal al kavodo, en kavodo mochel, even makom mitzvah. And since we paskin like the Rabbanan, the Gemara is a very good kasha. How is he mochel on his kavod? Ay, it's aser afilu b'makom mitzvah. So now we understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara wants to know how Agrippus was mochel on his kavod. Tosis had a problem. What was Tosis' problem? Why does the Gemara just answer mitzvah shiny? You know what the answer to Tosis' kasha is? Because mitzvah shiny is only a Rebbe Yehuda diketeretz. The Rabbanan don't hold that way. The Rabbanan don't hold that b'makom mitzvah he's allowed to be mochel on his kavod. So now we're left with the question of what was Tosis' question. Tosis' question looked very good. Looked geshmak at the beginning. Because Tosfos said, hey, what are you asking? Tosfos Sanhedrin said, since the Gemara says mitzvah shiny, and therefore a king can do chalitzer yibum, so why does the Gemara answer in Ksubis mitzvah shiny with Agrippus? But the problem is, that whole mitzvah shiny is a Rebbe Yehuda vort. The Chum don't hold mitzvah shiny. And we possibly go with the Chachamim. And later the Gemara in Ksubis was bothered. Why was Agrippus mochel on his kavod? And mitzvah shiny is not a teretz for the Rabbanan. It's only for Rebbe Yehuda. But not for the Rabbanan. So the Gemara is asking very nicely. So what's Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is, why does the Gemara in Ksuba say mitzvah shiny? The answer is very simple. Because the rabbis don't hold the mitzvah shiny. So the Marashah was omed on this. And even after what he answered, we blind with the Tzarechian. Marsha says that Tosin Subis asks not Mikoach. The sugya in Sanhedrin, but rather from the Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Aleph, Gabe Agrippus, that he was standing with Kriyash Parshas HaMelech, which is a pegi in his kavod, that he had a stand and the rabbis praised him. In fact, the Gemara, I Mel Shemachal Vogelein Kvod HaMachol, and the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shiny. And there, it's a Liba de Kule Alma. And there, Tosis is a good kasha. Why don't we say mitzvah shiny when he was over Milifne Akala? If in Sota mitzvah shiny is a Lekule Alma de Keteretz, so you see mitzvah shiny also applies to the rabbis. So why don't we also say that in Ksubis? The mitzvah shiny is good for the rabbis too. But our kash is on the Tosin Sanhedrin. Tosin Sanhedrin is asking for Rabbi Yehuda's teretz. Rabbi Yehuda and Sanhedrin gave a mitzvah shiny teretz. And we say, why in Ksubis don't the rabbis give a mitzvah shiny teretz? But that exactly is the machlokes. The rabbis in Sanhedrin don't hold to that. They don't hold mitzvah shiny. So therefore, in Ksubis, they're not going to answer mitzvah shiny. Where is it a good kasha? The good kasha is asked in Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Dibur HaMaschil and Tosfos in Ksubis. And Dibur HaMaschil Parshas Drachim Avoy says Hocha Lo Matzi L'Shnuyei Mitzvah Shiny Kedem Shani Peleg Elu Nemar. They ask, why don't we say Mitzvah Shiny Like it says in Sota. Oh, in Sota, that teretz is Lekulei Alma. So the Tos, the Gemara in Sota, which is Lekulei Alma, there you could say the rabbi should say here in Ksubas also, Mitzvah Shiny. But from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tos in Sanhedrin asks in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now why does the Gemara in Ksubas say Mitzvah Shiny like the Gemara in Sanhedrin said? It's not a kash at all. Because remember, in Sanhedrin, it's Rabbi Yehuda who says Mitzvah Shiny. And Dafka not the Rabbanan. So Tosin Sanhedrin's kasha is b'chal not a kasha. What is a good kasha? From the Gemara in Sota that Tosin and Ksubas asks on. There it says the mitzvah shiny for everybody. So they say, mitzvah shiny is for everybody. So why don't we answer the same thing about Agrippa's making way for the kala? So basically, sweet friends, we have two kashas so far. The first kasha is, what's the difference between Almanaso Shel Melech and Klei Tashmisha Shel Melech? That Almanaso Shel Melech is Osir LeMelech Acher, according to the Rambam, and Klei Tashmisha Shel Melech is Mutu LeMelech Acher. Maishna. The second kasha is on the Tosas in Sanhedrin. Tosas in Sanhedrin says that we see Rebbe Yehuda holds that a melech can do chalitz and yibum even though it's a begam and is covered because mitzvah shiny. So why then in Ksubas doesn't the Gemara answer about Agrippa's making way for the kala mitzvah shiny? That's the Tosin Sanhedrin's kasha. And our kasha in Tosin Sanhedrin is, I'll tell you why. Because the mitzvah shiny in Sanhedrin is only according to Rebbe Yehuda and not according to the Rabbanan. So, why in Ksubas, when we're holding Shittas Rabbanan, would you want to answer Rabbi Yehuda the Keteretz? Dafkin Sanhedrin, the rabbi told, not mitzvah shiny, and the king doesn't do chalitza or yibum. And Tosis and Ksubas asked very nicely. They asked from the Gemara in Sota, which the Kuleyama of the Gemara says mitzvah shiny. So why don't we say that in Ksubas? But we Irish Shverkaitis with the Tosis and Sanhedrin. How they can say, why don't we answer mitzvah shiny when it's not true? That's only Rabbi Yehuda Diketeretz and not a Rabbanan Diketeretz. Now there's takastira between Das Rabbanan. The Kaba Yibim Chalitza. They say, no go. Can't be Mochlan is covered Mokum mitzvah. And the Gemara in Sota, they say, Aliba de Hilchasa. Mitzvah shiny. So the Maharsha writes, look in the Maharsha, Kavod HaTorah shiny. Agrippus was standing up for the Torah. So Kavod HaTorah shiny, there it could be Mochel. The Ran in Sanhedrin says that here in Sanhedrin it's different because it's too big a bizayon. This chalitz and yibum are too big a bizayon to allow the melech to be mochel on his covet. Chalitza, because she spits in front of him. Yibum, because it's not the covet of a king, lehishtamesh b'kli shenishtamshu bo acherim. It's not the covet of a king to marry somebody else's wife. Therefore, chalitz and yibum are too big bizyonos in his covet, and that we're not going to allow. That's why in Sanhedrin, the rabbis didn't allow the gmelech to be mochel on his covet. And the name of Harav Rabbeinu David, the Ran writes that we only say about a king, Melech shemochel al kavodo, she'en kavodo mochel, afilu b'makom mitzvah. Ela she'en acher mashoyin lingabo zilusa. Others are not allowed to be no exilus. They're not allowed to show disrespect to the king like chalitz and yibum. So these women, it'll be a show of disrespect doing the chalitz and yibum with the king. Those are other people. But when the king accepts upon himself, he wants to stand in front of the Torah, and others are noig bizayon, that's okay. And that's why in Ksubis, the Gemara had to say Parshas Drachim, because even a Makom Mitzvah wouldn't have fly that the king allows the Kala to go first. Why? Because then others are being noig bo minig bizayon. We don't let others, says a Rav Rabbeinu David, we don't let others be noig minig bizayon in the Melech. So it's mavur mi divrei Aran. That if there's no mitzvah, it would be usur afilu le'atzmo. Even if others are noig bo minig bizayon. And without mechila, it's asur afilu b'makom mitzvah. Even if others are noig bo bizayon. So we have two things that emerge from the Ran. Number one, if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, then it would be asur afilu atzmo, even if it's not other people being noig bo bizayon. There has to be a mitzvah involved. And number two, without mechila, it would be asur, even if there was a mitzvah. Even if others are noig bo bizayon. Why? Because the Gemara in Sota, which was a mitzvah, it only worked after the mechila of Agrippus, that he stood up for the Torah. But without mechila, the king would have read sitting down. So that's the Ran in the name of Rav Rabbeinu David, that there needs to be a mitzvah involved and the king has to be mochel. Otherwise, if Agrippus wouldn't have been mochel, then he could have read the Torah sitting. According to the first teretz of the Ran, what was the first teretz of the Ran? That it was a bizayon yosem idayin Sanhedrin with the yibum and chalitza. It's a mavur. That there is an iser. Even if there is not a bizayon gadol. If it, there's an iser. Afilu gam below bizayon gadol. And it's only mutter because it's a mitzvah. He said, by yibum and chalitza, there's bizayon gadol. By yibum and chalitza, it's mutter, it's aser for the king to be mochel because there's a bizayon gadol. And Mashen came when it comes to standing up for the Sefer Torah. So there, it's not such a big bizayon, but there's also the mitzvah involved. So there has to be a mitzvah involved, not for the mitzvah, it's aser even without a bizayon gadol. And even if the king is mochel, but if it's not b'makom mitzvah, it doesn't fly. The Gemara was only matir because it's for shiny. The Gemara in Sota was only matir, Agrippus, to sit, to stand, because mitzvah shiny. Without mitzvah, it wouldn't have worked. We have to understand this. Since it's usher, without mechila, and mitzat sheni, makom mitzvah, doesn't create a din of melech shemochel al kavodo, that his kavod should be machul, like we see by chalitza and yibum according to the Rabbanon, that mitzvah sheni doesn't help, that his kavod should be machul. So we see clearly that just mechila alone is not enough. You need the element of mitzvah. But mitzvah isn't enough to create this din of melech shemochel al kavodo kavodo machul, like we see by Yivim and Chalitz according to the rabbis, that mitzvah shani doesn't help. And if so, how does this tzeiruf help? We make a tzeiruf, we make a kalayim, we make a shidduch. Between two different elements, what are the two elements? acherim in mitzvah. So if it's the king doing it to himself, it's not others, and it's a mitzvah, we say it's b'seder gamur. If it's only a bizayon katan, and it's a mitzvah, we say b'seder gamur. But I don't understand. We said that mitzvah mitzad atzma is not enough. Just the fact that it's a mitzvah is not enough to allow a bizayon of his kavod. Even if it's only him making the bizayon, or it's a bizayon katan, we still say mitzvah is not enough. So if mitzvah is not enough by itself, mitzvah alone is not enough, so why then when we're mitzarev bizayon katan or atzmo, that he's bringing the bizayon on himself, or it's only bizayon katan, then that's good? What's this inyan of being mitzarev both? That it has to be both mitzvah and it's umevi al atzmo, or it's a bizayon katan. Mitzvah alone is not enough. That's what you see from the Yibum and the Chalitza. Mitzvah alone is not enough. So if mitzvah alone is not enough to be Poel Adin of Melech Shemachal Al Kavodo, Kavodo Machul, so why does it Pitom make Melech Shemachal Al Kavodo, Kavodo Machul, when we're talking about a Bizayon Katan, or he brought it upon himself? Beseder, but it's still a Bizayon in the king. Are you going to tell me mitzvah shiny? Yeah, but mitzvah shiny is not enough. You need together with the mitzvah shiny, you also need that either he brought it on himself or it's a bizayon katan. But how does that change things? If we're in the, after it's a mitzvah, we still say mel shemachal al kavodo. En kavodo machul. So if en kavodo machul, how does it help that it's only bizayon katan or he brought it on himself? Bechlal, we have a kasha, and this last kasha was asked by Agon Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in his Shiurim on Sanhedrin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that if he wants to do chalitzer yibum, then gevaldik zarchu letov. So we see from this that if he doesn't want to be mochel on his kavod, then the mitzvah of chalitzer and yibum are pushed away because of kavod hamelech. So you see that even a makom mitzvah, there's a din of kavod hamelech. If a makom mitzvah is din of kavod hamelech, how does this mechila help? We have a rule: melech shemochel al kavodo, and kavodo machu. So if you would say this when it comes to a mitzvah, there's no din of kavod hamelech. So I understand. Here there's a mitzvah, there's no din of kavod hamelech. But you see, there is a din of kavod hamelech because he's not mochel. Then he doesn't do chalitzer yibum. So even though there's a mitzvah involved, we still say the kavod hamelech is doch the mitzvah. Ibazoi, when he does want to do the chalitza yibum, how does the mechila help? Mel shemachal al kavodo ain't kavodo machu. We see the zinyan of kavod hamelech here. So how's the mitzvah doch that? There's still a zinyan of kavod hamelech. Mel shemachal al kavodo ain't kavodo machu. So mehechet teisi that we say that when he's machul, then there's no kavod involved. But when he's not mochel, then there is kavod. But if you take the rule, mel shemachal kavod ain't kavod mochel, so how does his mechila help? So we now added on two more questions. The first two questions we had were to be mechalek between Ishto, us or other kings, Kleit Tashmisho, Mutter to other kings. What's the chiluk? We had the Kashan Tosin Sanhedrin, who asked, how come in Ksubis we don't say mitzvah shiny like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says? And we say, what are you talking about, Tosfos in Ksubis? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin only sheetus Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara in Ksubis is libi de Rabbanon, so you can't say mitzvah shiny. Kasha number two. And then to be miyashiv the steerer between Das and Rabbanon with respect to Ibn Chalitza, where he's not allowed to be mochel in his covered. And the Gemara in Saita, where he sat, where he stood for the reading of the Torah. So we saw the Ran gave two terutzim. One is to be mechalik between a big bizayon and a small bizayon. That a big bizayon is aser even b'makom mitzvah and mechila, and a small bizayon is mutter b'makom mitzvah and mechila. And b'shem Rav Rabbeinu David, the Ran writes that it's a chilik between others and himself. If he's mochel and it's a mitzvah, and no one else is being mezalzel in him, it's okay. But if other people are being mezalzel, it doesn't help that he's mechila. And we want to understand, if mitzvah alone is not enough, you need to be mitzaref. The mitzvah isn't poel, this heter, not to be makbid on his covered. You still have to be makbid on his covered even after it's a mitzvah. So how does it help us that it's only bizayon katan? How does it help us that it's not others? There's still a din of kavod hamelech, even if it's not others. It's question number three. And question number four, Reb Shmuel's kasha is on Shitas Reb Yehuda, that the king has an option of doing Yibum Chalitza. Mashma, if he doesn't want to, then there's still kavod hamelech. If there's kavod hamelech, then how, when he wants to, Yibum Chalitza is no more kavod hamelech. Mech shemacha, melech shemacha, kavod hamelech, kavod hamelech. So, Amir Tisham, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we have our work cut out for us, and I'm hoping that in the next year, B'li Nadir B'siyata D'Shmaya, B'Yitzos Hashem Darkeinu, I'm hoping that we will start giving Teirutzim and beautiful Mahalchim to be Miyashiv this, to understand the Yisod of Kavod HaMelech and Yiras HaMelech. V'Advarim Hem Misukim Midvash V'Nofes Tzufim. Again, if anyone wants to look inside, Oisiyos Machkimois, you can look in the Sefer Be'er Miriam, we're going to go to Radai Yitzchak Mann, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Malachim, the first volume of the three volumes of Be'er Miriam. I actually taught him Be'er Miriam, but it's a different Be'er Miriam. Okay, we should be Zelch Lumodu Lamed Lishma Velas, the kindness called Liberty Salmon to Ratsu Behava, Main Via Main, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.